Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time for our weekly visit with Chandu the Magician. This one is from October 19th, 1948.
Chandu the Magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment, Chandu the Magician. Would you like to make magic your hobby? Want to do magic tricks just like Chandu? Then send today for Chandu's first magic trick offer. Chandu calls it the Assyrian Money Changer. It changes pennies into dimes right before your eyes. And you can have this trick for your very own by sending 25 cents and a White King box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Listen, you take a penny from your pocket or handbag and lay it on the table. Then cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. Now remove the block while everyone watches closely. And behold, in place of the penny, there's a silver dime. Begin your collection of Chandu's magic tricks with this thrilling Assyrian money changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to this address, Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. Chandu will send you his Assyrian money changer, postpaid, complete with instructions. Send for Chandu's Assyrian money changer tonight. A swarthy-looking man found lurking outside the old Balkan castle where Frank Chandler and the Regents are staying proves to be Vicente Gomez, once an agent of the sinister Roxor. Since Roxor's death, he is acting as a spy for anyone who will pay him. Under Chandler's questioning, Gomez admits he is in the employ of the mysterious Dimitri, whom Chandler suspects to be acting for the alien power plotting to conquer the country as a gateway to the Far East. Later, Chandler sends Bob and Betty down into the town on an errand. A furious rainstorm blows up, and in the deserted streets, they discover they are being followed by a ragged gypsy. Finally, unable to evade him, they turn and meet him face to face. Meanwhile, in the castle on the hill, Dorothy stands beside a narrow window, looking anxiously out into the rain-swept courtyard. Chandu, the magician.
Dorothy.
In here, Frank.
Haven't Bob and Betty come back yet?
No. I've been watching for them. The road up the hill must be a sea of mud.
Well, if they'd come straight back, they'd have been here before the storm broke. I wonder.
What have you done with that man?
Gomez? I tied him up. He'll be all right until Bob gets back with that bolt for the door.
But what if Dimitri comes there?
Gomez can't let him in. All the furniture in the room's piled up against the door. Besides, Dimitri wouldn't take a chance on coming here to meet Gomez in the daytime.
Well, why should he meet him here at all?
At least I've found that out. You know, this place has quite a history, Dot.
The castle? Oh, yes, I know.
Well, not the sorcery.
What is it, then?
Well, you know the Balkans have always been a trouble spot. And apparently for generations, this castle's been a meeting place for men brewing revolutions or plotting assassinations or heaven knows what.
But Frank... You'd think with people living in the house...
Yes, you would. Except that fellows like Gomez, with secrets to sell, always knew they could depend on the people living here.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, I told you about Prince Ivan.
But that was years ago.
I have an idea people have always come and gone here, Dot. Whether the castle was occupied or not.
Then you think Dimitri's trying to start a revolution?
Well, I know there's something going on. And I'm going to find out what it is now. Before I send Gomez away.
Oh, heavens, that wind. I wonder where the children are.
Well, they've taken shelter somewhere. They have more sense than to try to walk up here in a storm like this.
Where are you going?
Just to get the crystal. I'll set it here.
Do you mind if I look into it with you?
Of course not. Sit down, Dot.
Do you see anything?
Not yet. I must see yon mezzos wherever he is.
Frank, the foreign minister can't be working with Dimitri.
I'm not so sure.
It's a room. A library. But it's so clouded I can't see.
It's clearer now. Yes, there he is, sitting at his desk. And Dimitri.
Oh, I see him.
Now I know he won't be coming up here to meet Gomez.
And it is time to put Nicholas out of the way.
Nicholas?
So that's what they're up to.
He will return with you to Paris, Dimitri. Send him to Paris by all means if you wish, but I shall not be with him.
What is that?
Yes, Metzos, I have decided to remain here for a time.
It was not the arrangement.
Still, I have grown very fond of you beautiful mountains. I cannot bring myself to leave them.
The arrangement was definite. You have been established as a friend of Nicholas. The stories that death accompanies you everywhere have been accepted by these superstitious people.
Indeed they have.
Frank, does he mean those things aren't true after all?
Metzos may not believe them, but I know they're true.
I am waiting for an explanation, Dimitri.
When I explain my reasons, it will not be to you.
Are you saying you have secret orders? I do not believe you.
No.
You came here for no other reason than to dispose of Nicholas in a way that would convince the people we had nothing to do with it.
We? Now I'll find out.
And I have changed my plans.
Suppose I should send a message to...
Metzos! If you are so careless to mention his name, perhaps I may decide to send a message myself.
Who's he talking about?
I told you there was someone outside the country.
Dimitri.
Listen.
Do not dare to interfere with me, I warn you.
You warn me?
You are not the first man to imagine he was stronger than I am. Where are the others now?
Oh, yes. In their graves. But you see...
You will leave for Paris tomorrow with Nicholas?
Unfortunately, I am too ill to travel.
My own physician will call on you tonight.
Thank you. No. My illness is all too familiar from previous attacks. A rare ailment which will pass.
You will leave for Paris tomorrow.
First, having told Nicholas you brought me here and why, he has many friends both here and abroad.
Why, you insolent! I shall send the message at once.
My friend, you will regret it.
Were you sent here to spy on me, to report to him?
Metzos! It would be a great blow to our work if your death should be one of those unfortunate accidents which befall my friends.
I will not give up my place to you, Dimitri.
I do not want it, my dear Metzos. And now that we understand each other, I have a call to make.
Where are you going?
Only to call on a beautiful lady. Mr. Chandler's charming sister.
Oh, Frank, no.
In such a storm, she is sure to be at home.
I might have known. Always there is a woman.
On the contrary, you could not possibly know. Until tonight, then, shall we say?
I won't see him, Frank.
I wish you would, Dot.
No.
I won't leave you alone with him. I'll be in the next room.
I'm afraid of him, and he knows
it. He can't, Dot.
But
he doesn't know what we saw on the crystal the other night.
But why should he want to come here?
That's just what I'd like to know. Please, Dot.
Well, all right, Frank. But whatever happens, don't go away and leave me alone with him.
I won't. But let him think you are. I'll be just inside the door.
You're listening to Chandu, the Magician, on When Radio Was. We'll get to part two right after these brief messages. And now, Chandu, the Magician, continues on When Radio Was.
Good afternoon, Your Highness.
You are surprised to receive a caller on such a day?
Didn't you have trouble getting up the hill?
My horses are trained to do the impossible, like those of the gypsies.
What?
You are nervous. Because of the storm, Mrs. Regent?
No. My family went down to Lebova before the storm, and they haven't come back.
Well, do not be alarmed. Nicholas tells me these storms end as suddenly as they begin.
I hope so.
So you are alone. I am fortunate.
My son says you're staying on here for some time.
Yes, I am quite fascinated by this country. It has great possibilities.
I'm afraid I don't know much about that.
Oh, you will, I am sure. Tell me, Mrs. Regent, will you be here long?
Why, I don't know.
I understand that you had sent for a tutor for Bob and his sister.
What?
You are surprised that I know it. Nicholas told me, of course.
Oh.
You will be free to amuse yourself after the tutor has arrived, will you not?
I'm planning to do a little sightseeing, yes. With Mrs. Mason, our consul's wife.
Oh? I thought she was ill.
Well,
Will you not give me the pleasure of showing you around?
Oh, I'm sorry,
Surely, your brother could not object.
Oh, it's not...
Or even your husband. Mrs. Regent, do you hear a peculiar sound? Like faraway music?
No. I hope those gypsies aren't coming back.
It is not gypsy music. Oh, well. As I was saying, Mrs. Regent, you are much too delightful to be shut up in this gloomy old castle. I could...
No.
Madame.
I'm sorry. I can't make any engagements until after the children's tutor comes.
The years are passing, Mrs. Regent. Are you satisfied to take nothing from them for yourself? Your husband shut away in his laboratory. Do you not hear the music now?
No. And your conversation is in very bad taste.
You are not a schoolgirl.
Please go and don't come here again.
At your pleasure, madame. It is unfortunate your brother is not at home to hear.
He is at home. Frank! Frank!
So that is why you did not dare to listen. Good afternoon, Mr. Chandler.
My sister asked you to go.
Ah, yes, the watchdog brother. Max Bowden once told me... but no matter.
Roxor told you what?
Another day, madam. I promise you. Good afternoon.
There's somebody outside.
Oh, no. Who is it?
I can't see. Just...
Oh, it's Betty and Bob. Frank, who is that with them?
Chandu the Magician is produced and directed by Cyril Armbruster. Dorothy Regent is played by Irene Tedrow. Dimitri is played by Lou Krugman. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
From October 19th, 1948. We'll have the next installment at the same time of day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had the Screen Directors Playhouse's adaptation of the 1946 film noir crime drama, The Killers. That picture starred Burt Lancaster, Ava Gardner, and Edmund O'Brien. It was based on a 1927 short story by a Nobel and Pulitzer Prize-winning American author. I'll name him and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
It's now or never.
Revel in Decade of Hits, the 60s, a collection of 75 of the most popular songs of the 1960s, brought to you by MusicRewind.com. Enjoy the original recordings of some of the biggest artists and groups from the 60s, such as Ray Charles, Connie Francis, Sam Cooke, The Four Seasons, The Drifters, The Ventures, and so many more.
Please don't ever make her blue.
There is a rose in Spanish Harlem.
Order Decade of Hits, the 60s, now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping with promo code BONUS77.
Take me by my little hand and go like this.
I hug them and I squeeze them.
Breaking Up is Hard to Do with Neil Sedaka, or What's Beyond the Sea with Bobby Darin by going to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. Remember promo code BONUS77 for reduced shipping. Decade of Hits, the 60s, can be yours today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code BONUS77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
When we talk about Gen Z, didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about the 1946 film, The Killers. I mentioned it was based on a 1927 short story by a Nobel and Pulitzer Prize-winning American author. I'm talking about Ernest Hemingway. I'm Greg Bell, and we're out of time, but hey, visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.